Happy Monday, and welcome to your HERG Group weekly wake-up call at 12 o'clock Central Standard Time every Monday. This is a place for you to come and get reminders, get recognition. Hi, everyone. Sorry about that. It kicked me off somehow and said it was having a technical difficulty. Hopefully, you can all hear me, and I'm just going to start from scratch. Welcome back to your weekly HERG Group wake-up call. Excited to have you guys join me every Monday at 12 o'clock, working to keep this call between 30 and 45 minutes, depending upon the information that we've got to share with you that we believe is important for you to know about, and of course, all the great information that you're sharing that we can share in this venue as well. We get so many emails. We don't always get to get into our private Facebook group, and so many of us are missing some great things that we really want to know about, need to know about for our business and as we're part of this awesome team without borders. And so what we are going to do is just please know, continue to share this with all of you on this particular call every single Monday. So please join us. And of course, it's recorded so that you can pass it on to your team members. You can listen to it later if you need to miss a live call, of course. So I'm going to get right into it. Did you guys see the awesome announcement that your leader, Adam Hergenrother, placed third at the Ironman in Arizona yesterday? And because he placed in third, he is actually going to now, or he does qualify for an Ironman, I believe in South Africa next year, which is really exciting because he was in the top three in his age group. So congratulations, Adam, for being an inspiration to all of us and a great leader. We see your commitment and dedication to this particular journey that you've been on, and it does inspire and motivate us all. So all of you should definitely get on to Adam's Facebook page and follow him if you're not already a friend of him. I don't think he can have any more friends on Facebook, but you can certainly follow him, and you can track his results and see some of the successes that he's having. And honestly, as he's told all of us before, and many of you probably have not heard this, but he did tell his leadership team last year when he started this journey, it was just a year ago, that he wasn't doing signing up for Ironmans and training for Ironmans for himself. He's doing it for us because he needs to make sure that he's constantly leading by example, becoming the person he needs to become to be a leader that we all want to continue to be in business with and follow. And so let us ask ourselves today, who do we need to become in order to continue to attract the right talent and to be able to lead the people in our world to greatness themselves, but also so that we can move to our next opportunity within this organization. Coming off of HRG or HERG Group Advance, I'm sorry, Sam, told you I'm gonna mess that up. HERG Group Advance in Vermont just a little over a week and a half ago. We all know the opportunities that lie ahead of all of us if we want to take them. Therefore, we do need to continue to become the person we're not today to take those opportunities and to lead others that then replace us, that move into opportunities within our world that allow us to grow and move into new opportunities as well. So Adam is a great example of this, and we wanted to just make sure that we gave a big shout out to him and a congratulations for the success that he had in the Ironman in Arizona yesterday. He is also teaching extreme time management for Relentless Results in Arizona today, again, helping to spread the word about HERG Group expansion throughout the country. So we thank him for that. And then he's hopping on a plane to Austin tonight to go spend a couple of days with Gary Keller and some other, just a couple other top agents in our company. What an honor it is truly for us to be in business with Adam Hergenrother, who has access to Gary Keller on a regular basis, one-on-one like this, because we get to hear everything that Adam is learning, masterminding on, understanding the upcoming opportunities and expansion directly from Gary Keller. And of course, he brings that back to all of us and we bring it back to you. So all of this is very exciting stuff, and I wanted to start our call with that today. That being said, we should all be motivated and inspired to do some amazing things this week. We still have time, you guys, in the month. You are should be focusing on your 30 contacts every single day. Make sure you guys are using the tracking sheets. Make sure you guys are updating all of your data into CTE. Remember, these are the success habits that you need to get yourself into to truly become a leader in this organization. But honestly, just to be able to achieve all of your goals, many of you have wildly massive goals for 2018. Thank you so much for getting those goals to your CEO, and your CEO is getting them to all of us. As Adam mentioned at Advance, Adam, Mike, myself, Aaron, Becca, all Hallie, all of us in leadership are looking at every single one of you in terms of your production, your goals, how you are coming forth in terms of leading yourself and being accountable to yourself. All of these things are so incredibly important, you guys, for you to be taking seriously, creating the success habits that you need to create and holding yourself accountable to these particular things so that you can have the best year in 2018 possible. You can business plan with your CEO and know what you need to do in 2018 to make sure that you hit your goals, but also to find that next path for you, whatever that might be in terms of what your goals are and what your passions are. So please be accountable and log your numbers every single day this week and continue to get your 30 contacts in to end this month strong. We know that you guys can do it. And how do we know that you can do it? We'll take a look at the results from our call night, you guys. Unbelievable results. And I want to say congratulations to every single one of you for amazing results. I mean, truly, you guys focused. You decided to go in and have intense lead generation and intense focus for 3 hours, and you knocked it out of the park. I mean, most of you got more appointments in those 3 hours than you had in a week or two prior to that. And all it took was your dedication, your mindset that you were focused and you were intentional and intense in your activities for 3 short hours. What would your world look like if you did that every single day, or at least 5 days a week, at least 4 days a week, for goodness sake? I mean, think about that for a minute after all that you accomplished. And so just to give you a snapshot about collectively what you really did accomplish in that one evening as an organization, as a team across borders, you guys made a total of approximately 130 appointments. In 3 hours, you guys, think about that. The opportunity to work with 130 people, transform 130 people's lives, and just so you know, probably at least 50% of those appointments will end up in 2 transactions. So just think about that. If we're being conservative and it's just half of those, that's just shy of 200 transactions you were able to get your hands on, right, to get in contact with in 3 short hours of intense focused lead generation time. By the way, that total estimated sales volume from those appointments, just 130, not if you go ahead and add 60 more on for the many that will be two-sided, was 40 million. So if we just say that there were another 60 transactions based on that average sell price, you guys, that is that's $60 million in sales volume. It's amazing to think of how many people we will be able to help because of this call night, because of this collaboration and this motivation and inspiration, and how much real estate we'll be able to move throughout the country, right? And contribute to our local economies, right? Coming from contribution, not only from a perspective of helping more people transform their lives through home ownership, but also contributing to our local economies and being able to help others at the same time. The other thing, you guys, is that your total approximate gross commission income on that would be about $1 million, right? So think about that. That's crazy. That's money in your pocket, and that's you transforming your own lives and your family's lives through this home ownership career as well. So I'm super excited for all of you. I want to give a special shout out, of course, to the winner of call night, who came up with 16 appointments, you guys. That's incredible. 16 appointments won him $1,200 cold hard cash and a 30-minute coaching conversation with Adam. That is Brian Steinmetz out of our Vermont team. And I just wanted to say congratulations because, again, what an inspiration and what motivation to see people within your own team setting 16 appointments in 3 hours. And the reality is, you guys, you can all do it. He shared with you the script and exactly what he does and what his conversion rates are. Any single person that wants to take that opportunity within this organization can do it. You just have to make the decision to be intensely focused on your lead generation time. Don't let distractions come in. Focus and be as efficient as possible in 3 hours. Use the script and become comfortable being outside of your comfort zone for those 3 hours, and you too could that double-digit appointments, there is no doubt. There were many of you that came up with 8, 9, In fact, I believe Heather Martin in our California location came up with 9 appointments, which is amazing. And the average sell price of her appointments was incredible. So she had massive amounts of volume that she actually came up with in a 3-hour period of time. So congratulations as the runner-up on that, Heather. That was amazing. And there were many of you with 7, 8, 6 appointments, which again is more than many of you do in an entire week, because you put your mind to it, you stayed focused, you weeded out the distractions, and you brought your intense focus into your lead generation. So let's continue to take that energy, you guys, and take that focus and that motivation and bring it throughout the week. You can do this every single day, and we want to hear your success stories as you continue to do it. So I also want to give a couple additional shout-outs. Kimberly Charlton in our Minnesota North Suburban Market Center has her first official buyer this week, so I wanted to shout out a congratulations, first of many, Kimberly, I am certain. I also wanted to shout out to those that were in the October newsletter. If you guys had a chance to look at that, hopefully you did. If not, take a minute. There's some great information that you guys can quickly read in a snapshot, and our marketing team does a phenomenal job on these newsletters. The top teams in September, both the top team in September, both in units and volume, was our Hudson, Wisconsin team. So congratulations. And our top team year to date in units is Connecticut right now. So they've already reached 116 units, with still plenty more before the end of the year. And in volume, it's our Vermont team at up 25 million already year to date. So congratulations to both those teams as well. Our top agents in September for units was John Bendel in our North Suburban Minnesota location. In gross commission income and in volume, it was Jim Krimpelbein in our Eau Claire, Wisconsin location. So congratulations to both of you for being top agents in September as well. Continue to kick butt and take names. I know all of you will. So the other thing I wanted to make mention is we are still working hard, like I said, in the 30 contacts in 30 days to continue to drive the pendings and listings for this particular month, right? So I just wanted to give a shout out to who is in the lead. There's still plenty of time left until the 31st of this month to make an impact on your listing numbers and your pending numbers as a team. So continue to bring those things in, you guys. As of Friday, our listings were at 32 so far, and Connecticut was in first place, Wisconsin in second, and there was a tie for Miami, Florida, and Maple Grove, Minnesota for third place in listings. So congratulations to you guys. And in our pendings, we have 68 so far, with plenty more coming in here at the end of the month from what I've been told, and that is phenomenal. Our first place in pendings right now is our Arkansas team, second is our North Carolina triad team, and third place with a tie again for our Miami, Florida, and Wisconsin teams. So congratulations to all of you that are making it in the top three in our pendings and listings, and let's continue to drive these hard. You guys, we have so much opportunity in the last week of this month to bring both those pending and listings numbers up for yourselves personally as well as for your teams. So continue to close that gap. Get some price reductions if you need to. Do some extra marketing and door knocking around your listings, or some more open houses. Get outside of the norm and do a Thursday night open house, or do something different to get people in your listings and get out there and help your buyers make decisions. Don't let them sit on the fence too long, because it's not good for them to do it either. Take control. Make sure you're showing them the right properties. Make sure that you're coming in and negotiating hard on those offers. See what you can do differently with the people you already have that you're working with to get them under contract this month. I know you all have it in you. Remember, it's just like when we get that intense focus for a call night, or we have to go on vacation, so we're trying to wrap things up, and we start to do things more efficiently, more effectively, and with more intensity. Guess what? We make things happen in the time allotted. When we have things that are kind of open-ended, there's no reason for us to bring that intensity or to bring that focus or to bring that efficiency, then we don't do it. But we should be living every single day like that, not only for ourselves, but for our clients. So go out there and see what you can do with those that you already are working with to make something happen. I also wanted to give a shout out, you guys, to our Central Massachusetts team. They were the top team in their market center. It was announced on social media. They're really kicking butt and taking names, doing a phenomenal job with listings and lead generation together. And so I just wanted to give a shout out to David Hill and his team in Central Mass for being the top team. That's awesome. Congratulations to all of you. So with all of that being said, I want to welcome our new agents this week, those that are partnering with Her Group Expansion across the country. We are super excited to be in business with you. We are honored that you chose to be in this partnership. We're excited to see all of your successes and growth. And so welcome to Albert in Central Massachusetts, and Annette in Connecticut, Lee in the Triad, North Carolina area, and Wally in Arkansas. Welcome to all of you. Also, Lane Farmer, as I mentioned last week, is our newest CEO in Florida, and he is bringing his team members as well. They are in the process of launching, so we will give them their welcome that they deserve as they start to actually transition into Her Group, but we are excited to have all of them. So congratulations to those that are partnering with us. Again, we're excited, truly honored and excited to be in business with all of you. So looking forward to hearing from you in the group messages, on the Facebook group, and sharing all your successes with us as well as you move into the team and all the successes we know that you are going to have. I also want to say congratulations to all of you that are having closings this week. Again, every single time you go to a successful closing, you've helped to transform another life through homeownership, which is what this is all about. You have another past client that is going to give you more referrals and become a repeat client. You have the opportunity to continue to truly help people in one of the most transformational times of their lives. And every single time you get to a closing, you are transforming your own life through this awesome career as well. So congratulations to all of you and your clients that are going to a closing this week. Tyler in Arkansas, Allie in Wisconsin, Chris in Connecticut, Kimberly in Arkansas, Tasha in Arkansas, Juliet in Florida, David Hill, you're going to three closings this week. David from Central Mass, so congratulations. Joey in North Suburban Minnesota, Jeff Bush in Wisconsin, and Jim in Wisconsin is going to three closings this week as well. So congratulations to all of you and your clients. We couldn't be more proud of your successes and can't wait to see many more closings on the books for every single one of you. So with all of our awesome successes, the great call night we had last week, we still have a full week ahead of us to end out the month of October in a big, big way. We still have a lot of time, you guys, before the holidays. You need to capitalize on the leads that are coming in to your Boomtown. You need to capitalize on your sphere of influence. You need to capitalize on the people that are coming into open houses this time of year. Capitalize on the current pipeline you have. Why? Because people start to get really motivated right now to make things happen before the holidays. They want to be moved out of their home or into a new home prior to the holidays. The weather is still great in most of the locations that we are in across the country, and there is so much opportunity right now for you guys to capitalize on all of this. Do not let your foot off the gas pedal. Seasonality, you guys, is not a word within Her Group Expansion. It is not a word within our organization, because seasonality is simply a mindset. The reason why there is seasonality is because real estate professionals decide to take time off during this time because they've worked hard all year and they take their foot off the gas pedal. Guess what? There's going to be less business when you take your foot off the gas pedal. If you don't, you are going to get out there and get more clients because most of your competitors are not going to be trying to. This is actually the time of year when you can increase your pipeline more than ever, when you can actually have some of your biggest closings of the year if you put the focus on it. So here at Her Group, we are not going to talk about seasonality ever. In fact, we are going to take advantage of the fact that most of our competitors are thinking that there is a seasonality, and we are going to go out there and get all of the motivated buyers and sellers to work with us. Because right now, if somebody's looking to buy real estate or sell real estate, they are motivated. They do have a timeline. They are realistic. Why are they not working with you? The only reason why they're not is because you're not getting out there and having the opportunity to talk to them. So let's do that. Let's make that our focus from now until the end of the year. No seasonality. Let's take our fair share. We know we have less competition. We know that the people out there are more motivated. And let's use that to our benefit the rest of this month and the rest of the fourth quarter. I just wanted to bring up a few things to you as we close out this call from more of a training perspective and to give you some tips. So the reality is that we all look at 3 hours of lead gen and we put a limit on what we can actually accomplish. I think many of you are starting to prove to yourself when we do these call nights and we've got these awesome cash prizes and all of these things that we're doing as an organization to keep you guys motivated. The reason we're doing this is to show you what you can actually accomplish in a 3-hour period of time. We all have a preconceived notion of what we actually can do. And usually it's based on what we've done in the past. So if you've never made more than 1 or 2 or 3 appointments in a 3-hour lead generation session, that's what you think that you have the capacity to do. We're here to tell you if you have a little bit more focus, a little bit more motivation, a few more systems in place, some more leads, all the things that her group gives you, you absolutely can do 16 appointments in 3 hours, just like Brian in Vermont did. You can do 9 appointments in 3 hours, just like Heather did in California. And you can do 8, 7, 6, 5 appointments in a 3-hour period of time, like many, many people across the country did in that one call night. All you have to do is come prepared, come focused, come in the right mindset. Don't let distractions creep in and come in with the intensity that you don't typically bring every single time. And you need to have good scripts. You need to know what you're saying. You need to know who you're calling. And so I just want to shout out to a lot of you who stepped outside of your comfort zone on the call night. You did call for sale by owners. You did call expireds. You did call Zillow Make Me Moves, things that you had maybe not done much before. And many of you got appointments. There were multiple people that got appointments doing this kind of calling that had never done it before. And it all you guys is just getting the nerve up to make those calls, have the right scripts. And then once you do it, it becomes easier and easier. So shout out to all of you who did something different, who stepped outside of your comfort zone during that time. I just wanted to let you guys know, because not all of you probably had the chance to see your email, or maybe you weren't in the private Facebook group. But the script that Brian uses for the For Sale by Owners, we called it Brian's Magic FSBO script. I mean, it's pretty simple, and yet it works. And he books a lot of appointments, and I just wanted to make sure that you guys all had the opportunity to see it, that you've all printed it. If you haven't done that, go to our private Facebook group. There is not only the file in a Word doc, but there's also an image if you want to print out the nice, fancy-looking image. Put it next to your computer. Put it next to your workstation and start calling the Zillow Make Me Moves, calling the For Sale by Owners. It is so simple. Hey, is this John? Hi, John. My name is Carrie, and I'm a local realtor. Thank you for taking my call. The reason I'm calling is I just had a couple questions I was hoping you could answer for me. First, how long has your home, or how has it been going so far? Have you had any offers yet? Have you had any trouble finding qualified buyers recently? Well, I found you on whatever it is, Zillow Make Me Move, Picket Fence, Craigslist, etc. How else have you been marketing? And how did you come up with the price that you have right now? Are you flexible or firm somewhere in between with that pricing? I got to ask, why did you decide to try and sell it yourself instead of hiring a professional? And have you ever worked with a realtor before? Get them to open up and ask open-ended questions like this, right? If they start to put objections in, say things like, I promise you I won't ask for the listing. The hardest part of my job is working with folks who have been disappointed by another realtor. I totally understand where you're coming from. I'm trying to get into as many houses as possible so that I have the best understanding of the market. So I was wondering if you might let me just take a quick preview of your home sometime soon. And if they're on the fence, one thing that you can say to ease their mind, just to be clear, this is not a listing appointment or a job interview. I'd just like to see if I can help you sell your home. And that's the whole point, isn't it? Great close. I love that last close. Just to be clear, this isn't a listing appointment or a job interview. I'd like to just see if I could help you sell your home. And that's the whole point, isn't it? Of course they're going to say yes it is, and it's going to be much easier. Just so you know, there's also some amazing text that you can send, some scripts that were posted in our private Facebook group. Mick in Arkansas, that's a number of For Sale by Owner and Zillow Make Me Move appointments by just simply saying something similar to that last question I asked in a text message. And then he gets in front of the For Sale by Owners, sets multiple appointments, builds the rapport, follows up, and gets the listings eventually. So these are just some things I want you to be aware of. These are not hard scripts. These are easy questions to ask. These are easy things to say when you're on the phone to help ease the For Sale by Owner, the Zillow Make Me Move's mind. All of you have the ability to do this. Print out this script. Start using it. Get outside of your comfort zone. Let's see how many appointments you can set this week using Brian's Magic For Sale by Owner script. I also just wanted to let you guys know that all of you are going to be seeing come along the pipeline an opportunity to get on a Zoom call with me team by team to talk about your social media presence, to talk a little bit about what you can personally do to build further rapport and gain more referrals on social media, particularly on your private, on your Facebook page, your personal Facebook page. So make sure that you're going into that page here in the next week or so and making sure that everything is up to date. Make sure it looks super professional. Even though it's your personal page, you don't want to have things that make you look unprofessional. You want to be careful what you're saying on social media, how you're looking in terms of your photos and things of that sort. Yes, you want it to look friendly. Yes, still have it be part of, not so stuffy like professionally. We still want to see your family and the things that you do personally, but it also has to look fun and or motivational and professional, whatever your vibe is. That's going to also allow you to look like a professional realtor at the same time. So go in there and edit your job description if you haven't. Edit some of the things that you can edit in your personal profile. Get it ready and looking the way it should look so that as you start to implement these things that I'm going to teach you guys to implement, you are getting the best results because you're looking not only like an approachable person that they know, friend, acquaintance, colleague, et cetera, but that also you look like a professional that they will want to work with, okay? So that's just a little kind of preview for you guys as we move forward and we start to be able to work together on getting you guys more business on social media, which absolutely is going to happen in 2018 as we move forward. So I just wanted to let you guys know that there are multiple things that you can be doing, and I don't want you to get overwhelmed with it. We're going to do step-by-step on social media, but just a few additional tips that you guys can do to continue to keep your lead generation going. You know, you don't have to spend a lot of money, but there is a lot of statistics out there on the, doing the just sold and just listed around a listing when you list it or your team lists it. You don't have to pay for postcards and postage. You can actually go door knock, stick it in the doors, get the door hanging bags, put it in the newspaper slot, print it on bright colored paper with black ink, saves you a ton of money on printing, and the paper is inexpensive. These are the things that I did on a regular basis as a realtor. It cost me virtually no money, and I got calls all the time. But what it was the consistency of doing it, right? So we talked to you all about the consistency and time on task over time. It isn't so much about what it looks like and what the content is as much as it is the consistency and doing it over and over again. That's what's going to lead to results. By the way, you can do that with your neighborhood or farm newsletters. If you focus on a specific area, the neighborhood you live in, a farm that you market to, you need to do a newsletter. You guys, you can have our marketing team help you create it. Then you can simply edit it, print it on bright colored paper. Just be consistent. Get it out there every 3 or 4 weeks. Make sure you're doing it. Get information in there that they want to hear about. Cool things going on in the community, interest rates, updates on the market, things that had recently sold, gone pending, or gone active in their area so they know what's going on. They're going to start to see you as the expert, and they're going to be looking for that newsletter. So don't start something you can't finish, and don't start something that you can't be consistent with. But these are two things that you can do any time of year. You can do on any budget. If you commit to it, put it in your calendar today. I highly encourage you to do it now. These are the things that will pan out, some of it now, but many of it in first quarter if you start to do these things consistently today. There's a couple other things that you certainly could be doing. All of you got a new professional headshot taken if you were at Advanced. Replace it. Start using it. You know, put it out on social media. Ask people for their opinion on different headshots. These are some ways that you can get people engaged with you on your personal page without necessarily constantly throwing it in their face that you're a realtor. Now they're giving their opinion on your picture, but it's reminding them that you're a realtor as well, and you're getting them to engage. And then, of course, once they engage, make sure that you are re-engaging with them as well. There's a lot of things like this that you guys can start doing, and these are just some examples and some little tips and tricks that you certainly can start to do. So I would love for you guys to also start thinking outside of the box and think about local businesses that you want to partner with that might allow you to put some business cards or some flyers or brochures or something in their particular business. But then while you ask for them to do that, ask to do a video with them to talk about their business. promote local businesses, share that on their page. All of their followers then can become friends with you, or at least start having the opportunity to see you as a local realtor. You're starting to build your database online. You're also starting to be very, very engaged in your community, which people love. You start to become a go-to resource in your community. You start to build rapport with those community members and those business owners, which, by the way, is a great source of referrals in and of itself. These are some great things for you to start thinking. Make a list of 12 local businesses and commit to going and talking to them once a month, doing a video, writing a review, making sure you like their business page online, making sure that you actually get to know them, leave some information in their establishment, and get out there and start showing your Facebook friends how you engage and start doing reviews. If you go eat at a new restaurant, do a review and tag the restaurant. People will start to want to go to your Facebook page because they're going to want to see this stuff. This is the kind of stuff people are interested in. And again, it shows that you're really invested in your community, which, by the way, when you go to list a property, is going to make you even more credible and the reason why they're going to want to work with you to list their home and to buy a home in that area. Lots and lots of great things. The other thing to keep in mind, you guys, as we are coming up on the holidays, really, really great idea to send a gratitude letter to all of your sphere of influence, past clients, preferred vendors, friends, and family. We'll work to make some templates for you as well, but you may want to start working on that. You need to have your sphere of influence list in order to be able to send this out. I like handwritten, so you might want to start now depending upon how many you have. If there's too many, then let's get it out in an email. Let's send some private Facebook messages that are sincere. Even though there's maybe many of those people, you can copy and paste and just change it up a little bit. What can you do to show your gratitude around the Thanksgiving holiday, as well as holiday cards that are more personal? They're not business. They're from your family to those people's families. Don't think you can't do that to your past clients. Don't think you can't do that with your preferred vendors and of course, with all of your Facebook friends. So what are the things that you can do to capitalize on the time of year? What about figuring out how to get involved in some kind of a charity, hosting a Santa event, partnering with your market center to do that? But the one thing here, you guys, for all of this to work is you have to make sure that you can go ahead and have all of your sphere of influence documented, have it in your Boomtown system, have it in MailChimp so that we can help you. So if you've not worked on getting all of the contact information for your past clients, sphere of influence, friends, family, neighbors, people from church, people from school, community members, people that you really want to make sure that you have contact information on, please, from now until then, just spend a little bit of time every day collaborating and making sure that you can get all that information together. It'll make a huge difference, and you guys can make a big impact over the holidays to get ready for a big, big push the first of the year, obviously. And this is a great time of year to be communicating with your sphere of influence. So I'm just going to encourage you, as I get off the call here, to please, please, take time and know how important that list of sphere of influence and past clients, acquaintances, et cetera, really, really are for you and your business. And let's make it a priority between now and the holidays. Thanks so much, you guys, for all you do. Thank you for your participation in the Wednesday call night. Again, congratulations to Brian in Vermont. Congratulations to all of you who participated, because all of you did something that you normally hadn't done before and had great successes. And we're excited to see what all of us can continue to do together. Watch for more of those types of events, more of those types of awesome opportunities to win cold hard cash and some other cool things. If there's anything at all that you need, please let us know. Please do not stop sharing your successes, asking your questions, masterminding, collaborating on hrg@hergroup.com as the group email or on a private Facebook group. Utilize the awesome talent within your Team Without Borders to help move you forward faster and further in your career. And continue to bring in all of those goals for 2018. If you haven't done that, we need to get those ASAP. So work with your CEO to make that happen as soon as possible. How do you know how to get somewhere if you don't even know where you're going? 2018 goals are really, really important. We're excited to see all of them. Thanks so much, you guys, for joining me today on your Her Group weekly wake-up call. And don't forget to put this in your calendar for every Monday, 12 o'clock Central Standard Time. And, of course, we will continue to have it recorded so you can log into coachingwithcarrie.com at any time to listen to this particular call as well as any previous calls. They are all saved here in the library. Thanks so much, you guys. Talk to you soon. Make it a great Monday. Bye-bye.